Please home, please pay respect to the Buddha by reciting three times Namo Tassa. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa. In my previous Dhamma talk, some foreigners, they do not understand well. So today, I will repeat again 28 types of rupa. Thithat adimetru medha rupa. There are four types of adimetru: chitta, chidesika, rupa, nibbana. Chitta is consciousness of mind. Chidesika is mental factors. Rupa is medha. Then another ultimate reality is nibbana. For realization of nibbana, we must contemplate as anicca, dukkha, anatta. To the chitta, chidesika, and rupa. Chitta, consciousness, chidesika, mental factors, and rupa, metta. These three ultimate truths are the object of vipassana. These three ultimate truths are called sankhara formations. You must contemplate them as anicca, because as long as they arise, they pass away very, very quickly. So they are anicca and impermanent. They are always oppressed by rising and passing away, so they are dukkha suffering. There is no permanent entity, permanent substance in them, so they are another non-self. If you can contemplate them as anicca, dukkha, anatta systematically, one day when your insight knowledge becomes mature, then you may realize nibbana, the fourth ultimate truth. This is the way of practice, how you should practice for realization of nibbana, or to attain nibbana. So among these four ultimate truths, today we will discuss about the third ultimate truth, metta, rupa. Why is rupa so called? Rupa is so called because it is deformed, oppressed, broken by adverse physical conditions, such as heat, cold, wind, sunburn, hunger, dust, poison, pine flies, mosquitoes, snakes, and so on. Your matter is always changing because of these conditions. If weather is very hot, you feel your matter is another way. When weather is very cold, at that time, you feel your matter is another way. So they are always changing depending on conditions, cause and conditions. So they are termed as rupa. But mentality also always changing. But it is not predominant like rupa. So because of this reason, Buddha gave the name rupa, materiality as rupa. There are two types of materiality. Metta is two poles. Great elements, Mahabuddha. Four great elements, four Mahabuddhas. Then 24 derived materiality, Upada rupa. Altogether, there are 28 kinds of materiality. Again, if you analyze these 28 kinds of materiality, there are two groups. 18 real materiality, concretely produced materiality. 10 non-real materiality, non-concretely produced materiality. Nibbana rupa and anibbana rupa. What are 18 real concretely produced materiality? 4 great elements. 5 sensitive materiality. 5 sensitive materiality are eye transparent element, ear transparent element, nose transparent element, tongue transparent element, and body transparent element. 4 objective materiality. They are color, sound, smell, taste. But there is another one is tangible object. But this tangible object is nothing but 3 elements among 4 elements. 3 elements are earth element, fire element, wind element. If you touch your body, please touch your body, you can feel hardness, roughness, heaviness, or softness, smoothness, lightness. You can feel heat and cold. You can feel pushing and supporting. You can feel only these 3 elements. So these 3 elements are already calculated under the heading 4 great elements. So they are not calculated again. If we calculate, then there will be 4 objective materiality. Color, sound, there will be 7 objective materiality. They are color, sound, smell, taste, earth element, fire element, and wind element. Altogether, objective materiality, there will be 7. You can look another side. Then there are 2 sex materiality, masculinity and femininity. Then there is 1 heart base. Then another is 1 light faculty. Then another one is nutritive essence. Altogether, there are 80 real concretely produced materiality. These 80 real materiality are the object of vipassana. You must contemplate them as anicca, dukkha, and anatta. But there are also 10 types of non-real materiality. They are not the object of vipassana. But while you are discerning ultimate materiality, you must discern also these 10 types of non-real materiality. Why? The most important thing is agasa dhatu, space element. What is the agasa dhatu, space element? Space element is the boundary of small particles called kalpas. If you want to see kalpas, then first you must try to see this space element, agasa dhatu, between small particles. Without seeing this agasa dhatu, if you practice vipassana, then your vipassana will be not real vipassana, because you do not see ultimate materiality. If you want to see ultimate materiality, then first you should try to see the space between small particles. This first element is called Kalabhantara Paricheda Rupa. The meaning of Kalabhantara Paricheda Rupa is it distinguishes one Kalabha and another Kalabha, not to mix together. So they are borderline. They are the boundary of kalavas. Limiting phenomena. They limit one kalava and another kalava. Not to mix to each other. So this is space element. This, when you see this space element, at the time you will see small particles called kalavas. If you see kalavas at the time only, if you analyze these kalavas one by one, then you will understand ultimate materiality. In each kalava, at least there are eight types of materiality, such as earth element, water element, fire element, wind element, color, odor, flavor, nutritive essence, etc. These are ultimate materiality. To understand or to realize this ultimate materiality, first you must try to see space element, akasa dhatu. To see akasa dhatu, how you should practice? You must practice four elements meditation systematically. If you practice four elements meditation systematically, one day when your concentration deep enough, you will see your whole body becomes like ice block. You will see your whole body becomes transparent body, like ice block. In that transparent body, if you try to see space element, at that time, you will see, when you see space, at that time you will see small particles called kalavas. At that time only you can analyze these kalavas and then you can understand ultimate materiality. Because of this reason, Buddha also taught to discern space element, etc. or 10 types of non-materiality. If you see ultimate materiality within one kalava, inevitably you will see, as soon as they rise, they pass away very, very quickly. Buddha explains rising stage to production and continuity. Production is upachya. Continuity is santati. What is the difference? According to Buddha's teaching, at the conception stage, there are 30 types of rupas. Rising stage of these rupas is called production upachya. But up to the they will develop successfully. Slowly, eyes, ears, nose, tongue, body, and every faculty will become full. Up to that stage, rising stage of real materiality is called production sanctity. When controlling faculties are already developed, after that, there are also continuation of materiality. That continuity is called santati, along the line. Along the line also, all rupas are always rising and passing away. That rising stage is called continuity. Then, there is another very, very small stage. That stage is called static stage. That static stage is called decay, jara. Then as soon as they perish away, that perishing stage is called impermanence, anicca. So when you discern ultimate materiality, you will see this rising and passing away inevitably. So because of this reason, when you are contemplating vipassana, you should try to understand this rising and passing away. Rising and passing away of what? The rising and passing away of real materiality only. So when you are practicing vipassana, this is also important. Because of this reason, Buddha also teach to discern these 10 types of non-real materiality. In the same way, when you are practicing vipassana, when walking, you should try to understand ultimate materiality and ultimate mentality. When sitting, when standing, when lying down, in every bodily posture, you should try to understand ultimate materiality and mentality. At that time, inevitably, you will, when, if you really see ultimate materiality while walking, then you will understand bodily intimation. When you are talking, then you will understand verbal intimation. So they are also inevitable. So because of this reason, this verbal intimation and bodily intimation are also inevitably you will see when you are discerning ultimate materiality, when you are walking or when walking, when sitting, when lying down, and when standing. So verbal intimation also in the same way, when you are talking, you can understand. So because of this reason, Buddha also teach to discern bodily intimation and verbal intimation. Then, again, when you are discerning ultimate materiality, especially when you discern mind-produced materiality, temperature-produced materiality, nutritive essence-produced materiality, inevitably, you will see the likeness of real materiality, like malleability of real materiality, willingness of real materiality. So because of this reason, Buddha also teach, when you are discerning ultimate materiality, you should also discern 10 types of non-real materiality. Then another base is, what are 4 great elements? Number 1, earth elements, Pathavi Dhatu. Number 2, water element, Abho Dhatu. Number 3, fire elements, Tejo Dhatu. Number 4, wind elements, Vayo Dhatu. If you practice vipassana, you should try to understand these 4 elements or 28 types of rupa. Without understanding 4 great elements, you cannot practice meditation subject of materiality, rupa, kamathana. So what is earth element? Here below it is explained. The characteristic hardness, function, the characteristic of earth element is hardness. This is main characteristic. According to Dhamma Sangani Pali text, there are 6 types of characteristics. Hardness, roughness, heaviness, softness, smoothness, and lightness. Depending on the inner desire of listeners, Buddha taught 6 types of earth element. But main characteristic is hardness only. Then function. What is the function of earth element? The function of earth element is to act as a support or foundation for the existing material phenomena. For example, here, please try to see. This is earth element. According to conventional truth, this is ground. If you put this, then this iron box stay on the earth. So there must be one surface or one element who can carry this box. In the same way, within one kalpa, there are at least 8 types of materiality. Earth element, water element, fire element, wind element, color, odor, flavor, nutritive essence. Among these 8 types, earth element receives the remaining concomitant 7 elements, or more than 7 elements. If there is no earth element, other elements cannot arise because they cannot start there. So because of this reason, earth element's function is to act as a support or foundation for the coexisting materiality phenomena within one kalpa only, not different kalpa. Then, manifestation. What is the manifestation of earth element? The manifestation of our element is as receiving coexisting materiality phenomena. Sampati chana pichu padhana. When a meditator discerns this earth element, he will see, oh, this earth element receives other coexisting material phenomena. He will see this nature. So this appears in many in meditators' mind. That appearance is called manifestation. What is the proximate cause? Proximate cause is the another great elements within same kalpa, not different kalpa. If there is earth element, there must be also water element. Water element go here, the coexisting material phenomena within same kalpa. If there is no water element, the coexisting material phenomena will be cannot arise together within same kalpa. In the same way, there must be also heat or coldness. If there is no heat or coldness, the remaining materiality cannot rise together. In the same way, there must be also supporting or pushing. This is wind element. If there is no wind element, the coexisting material phenomena cannot rise together. So because of this reason, within same kalpa, the other three great elements are proximate cause for existing the earth element. So altogether there are 4. When you are discerning ultimate materiality, you must discern their characteristic, function, manifestation, and proximate cause. Then another one is water element. What is the characteristic of water element? The characteristic of water element is flowing. In some cases, cohesion is very clear to meditator's mind. So because of this reason, in some cases, cohesion also the characteristic of the water element. Then another one is function. What is the function of the water element? The function of water element is to intensify the coexisting matter. It coheres the coexisting material phenomena. If there is no water element, they cannot exist together within same kalpa. Another is manifestation. What is the manifestation of water element? Manifestation is as the holding together or cohesion of coexisting matter. Because of this holding together or cohesion of coexisting matter, these other materialities within same kalpa can exist. Then another one is proximate cause. What is the proximate cause? The proximate cause is the other three great elements. So Flowing is what are flowing. The other three elements and coexisting materiality are flowing only, together with flowing. So if there's no anything, there will be no flowing. For example, if you see in a river, water is flowing. If there is no water, how there can be flowing? In the same way, there must be coexisting materiality. If there is no coexisting materiality, flowing will be meaningless. They alone cannot never arise. They always arise together with the other three great elements. So the other three great elements are proximate cause. The another one is kaya element. What is the characteristic of fire element? Heat or coldness. This is the characteristic of fire element. What is the function of fire element? The function of fire element is to mature or ripen coexisting materiality phenomena. There is rice. If you cook with suitable water, rice will become mature or become soft. So that heat is very predominant, important cause. If there is no heat, rice cannot be mature. In the same way, in our body, there is heat. Because of this heat, fire element, we begin mature. Day by day, we begin older and older. This is because of this heat element. But if heat elements disappear in our body, how will you will be free? You will die. So heat element is very important to maintain our body as well as to make mature. Or ripen coexisting materiality phenomena. Because of this fire element, we begin day by day ripen. Then another one is manifestation. What is the manifestation of fire element? Manifestation of fire element is as a continuous supply of softness. If you cook rice with heat and with suitable water, then rice will become soft. This is natural. In the same way, because of this fire element, the coexisting materiality begins soft. So the manifest, when a meditator discerns this fire element, he will see as a condition supplying of softness. What is the proximate cause? The proximate cause of the fire element is the other three great elements. If you boil with suitable water, if you boil the rice with suitable water, then rice will become ripens or becomes mature, soft. But if there is no rice, how it can be soft? So the other three elements are necessary. Without the other three elements, then softness or maturing is not possible. So the other three elements are the proximate cause for the arising of fire element. Four components of body in which fire element is predominant. Heat that warms the body. If you touch your body, you can feel warmness. That warmness produced by this fire element. So heat that warms the body. Number two is heat that causes maturing and aging. Number three is heat of fever when you sick, when you are sick. Number four is digestive heat. If there is no digestive heat, when you eat anything, then it cannot be digested. So because of this reason, these four types of heat are important for human beings, as well as for many beings. Then another number four is wind element. What is the characteristic of wind element? The characteristic of wind element is supporting. For example, here you are sitting. Please strike. Oh. Wind element is support. If there is no wind element, begin decrease, then you will fall down. So supporting is wind element. So that wind element is very important while you are moving in the same way. Without wind element, you cannot move from one place to another. So there is function. What is the function? To cause motion. If there is no wind element, motion cannot be arise. You cannot move from one place to another. So to cause motion and movement in the other materiality. For example, here, if you pay attention for elements, meditation, systematically in your head, then you cannot see your head, you can see only ultimate materialities. Your mind, which one to bend or stretch, that mind can produce this bending and stretching. So mind produces materiality spread up to the head. But really, the whole body spread, but now you are emphasizing head. So up to head, if you emphasize, then you can see small body gas, mind produce small body gas, called kalabas. The mind produce kalabas, if you analyze again, then there are eight types of materiality. Among eight types, there is wind element. That wind element can produce bodily intimation, kaya vinya, bending, stretching. But wind alone cannot produce. Wind is predominant factor. Four elements produce this bodily intimation. But among four elements, wind element is very predominant factor. So Buddha says the predominant factor only. Then that wind element produces motion. If you put, for example, on the flowing, above the flowing water, dry leaf, then dry leaf also will follow, flowing along the water. In the same way, when your wind element produces motion, the concomitant other materialities, such as temperature produce, karma produce materiality, temperature produce materiality, mind produce materiality, and nutritive essence produce materiality. Four types of materiality also move together with mind produce materiality. So, that mind can produce wind element together, concomitant materiality phenomena. Among these materiality phenomena, wind element can carry the whole materiality. So, the function of wind element is to cause motion and movement in the other materiality. Then another one is manifestation. What is the manifestation? Manifestation of